The reading is taken from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 29, and it's page 1089 in your church Bible. Jesus appears to his disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Sue. Neil. if you feel comfortable, please do with me reach out a hand or just pray where you are for Neil as he shares with us. Father, thank you for Neil. Thank you for his abundant gifting in preaching and proclaiming your word. And Father, I pray that you would give him such confidence in what he proclaims of what you are speaking to him about right now. Father, give us ready and willing hearts to learn from you this morning. In your name, amen.
Amen. Quick Anglican test. What is it? See, I can't even remember myself. There we go. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia, there we go. Very Anglican test there. Christ, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, alleluia. We're in the season of Easter. And we're in the season of remembering all that Jesus did for us on the cross. And I was reminded and encouraged by a prayer. We had a prayer meeting on Monday night. And Adrian, I think he's still behind me somewhere, disappearing, prayed a prayer. He just said, "Thank you, God, that every day is Easter day for us. As people who believe in Jesus, every day is Easter Day." And it is so true that we rejoice and we live in all that Jesus did for us. All that he did on the cross, all that he has dealt with, all the sickness, all the sin, all the sadness he has dealt with. But then I read the reading for today as well. And there's something in the reading for today that just reminds us of what Easter was like for those first disciples. On the evening of the first day of the week, the night of Easter Sunday, the disciples are in a locked room, fearful. They're not sure what is going on. Jesus told them what he was going to do. He told them, but they didn't quite believe it. It's interesting, as you read this bit of the passage, often people will say one of the theories, one of the myths, one of the ideas behind the Jesus story is that this disciple stole the body and hid it away so that they could kind of continue this story about Jesus. But as you read this passage, this doesn't sound like a group of disciples who are confident that they know what's happening. This is disciples who have been with Jesus for 3 years, who are fearful. They're fearful of what the Jews might do to them. They've already killed, but they've heard that they've heard his body's disappeared. They've heard that something special has happened, but they are fearful and hiding. And so part of the Easter story is the fear of the disciples. But into that place, Jesus steps. It says the doors were locked. And in other passages in the Bible, with Peter particularly, they have this idea of the room locked. And that Jesus kind of just appeared in the room, kind of like an apparition. But it could just as easily be that there was some way that that locked door was unlocked. And so Jesus came through what was a locked door and it was unlocked. Could be either. That's what happened to Peter later on, that a door that was locked was open for him so that he could get out or get in and through. But Jesus appears into that room where those disciples are in fear. And he says, peace. Peace be with you. He speaks into their fears. He speaks into their uncertainty. And the disciples were overjoyed to see him. But not only does he speak peace, but he reminds them of who they are. And our theme and our series at the moment on a Sunday morning, or Sunday in our gatherings, is around identity. And into this place, as well as speaking peace, he reminds them of who he has chosen them to be. He first breathes his breath. He breathes the Holy Spirit, his presence that he will leave with them in just a few short days. Receive the Holy Spirit. But for what purpose? Because I am sending you. I have chosen you, I have called you, I have gone to the cross for you. That just as the Father sent me to come to you, I am now sending you to go out into the world. This is John's version of the Great Commission. Go into all the world, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And in this bit of the passage, we see the Father's work, we see the Son's work, and we see the Holy Spirit. The Father sending Jesus. Jesus speaking peace into those fears, but commissioning them to go. And the Holy Spirit being received. But we'll come back to the message that John focuses on in a minute. So we'll move on to Thomas. Thomas wasn't there. How would you have felt if you were Thomas? This moment happened. Why wasn't he there? What was going on? Was he even too scared to get to that room? Kind of the doll said, was there a kind of a WhatsApp message? Was there a text that went around and said, we all need to meet in this room? And Thomas didn't get it. Why was he not there? We don't know why he wasn't there, but he wasn't there. He missed out. But a week later, a Sunday again, where Thomas is wrestling this time not with fear but with doubt. Has this really happened? Did Jesus really appear in that room? I'm not sure I can believe this unless I put my finger into those nail marks. Until I see it for myself, I'm not sure. Even the people that he'd spent so much time with, that he knew so well, how do I believe this? But again, in God's grace, Jesus appears again. He again speaks that same word, peace. Peace be with you. And in Thomas's wrestling, in his doubts, in his uncertainties, Jesus says, here, put your finger into my hands. Reach out your hand and put it on my side. You can see it for yourself. You can touch it for yourself. And for Thomas, it shifts his doubt into belief. Jesus, you are my Lord and my God, is his declaration. Sometimes we fear doubt. We think, well, we shouldn't have any doubts. Jesus has done it on the cross. We should be really confident in everything that we know. But doubt is not the absence of faith. It's the questions that bring us to a stronger faith. Doubt is not the same as unbelief. And Jesus appears to Thomas in his doubt. I feel for Thomas that he ends up being called Doubting Thomas, that we know him as the disciple who doubted, like it's kind of a thing, like it's a mark on him that kind of diminishes him from every other disciple. His doubts resulted in an encountering Jesus that give him faith, give him confidence. And we see that so often throughout the Bible, where people bring their doubts, their questions, their wrestles. Jacob physically wrestled with God. Doubt is not a mark of unbelief, but it's our wrestling and our questions that we encounter Jesus. But again, as I've said, the encounter with Jesus starts with peace. Peace to you. And so I think today, before I finish with that final bit of commission, I think for some of us today, we come with fear. We come with fear about the future. We come with fear about today and the things that are going on. And Jesus wants to speak his peace to us. I think for some of us, there's questions and doubts. And there's a bit of a wrestle. We kind of want to wrestle with God. But at the same time, we're not sure we're supposed to have those doubts. But at the heart of the Easter story are both fear and doubt of those the first disciples. And Jesus speaks his peace into both. And so if that's for you this morning, hold on to that truth. Hold on to those words spoken to you of peace. But finally, I said that Jesus came, met the disciples in their fear and reminded of them who they were. That he was sending them out into the world. He speaks the Holy Spirit. They receive the Holy Spirit, the commissioning presence of Jesus to do that work. But then he says to them, if you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. John's focus on the commission of Jesus is around forgiveness and speaking forgiveness. As you read that, it seems quite scary. If we forgive anyone's sins, if we speak forgiveness to anyone, then their sins are forgiven. If we don't speak that forgiveness, then they're not forgiven. But Jesus's commission is for us to speak forgiveness to others. My son Matthew, who's at secondary school, he's in year 7, is just looking at that at school. And as I was thinking about this last night, he came in to my study and was asking me a load of questions, because they've been looking at some people who had publicly declared forgiveness to people, I think one of the situations he was talking about was the Stephen Lawrence situation, which has been in the news recently. And there was another situation where someone publicly declared that they couldn't forgive. And they were thinking about that at school and what that means. And Matthew just said to me, he said, but the thing is, Dad, it's not about the person being forgiven or not forgiven. It's the person who holds that, what that does to them. How does that change their lives? Forgiveness is so important. So important that as John speaks this commission over his followers to go out, he says forgiveness is key. Speaking forgiveness, it's been received in the cross. It starts in our own knowledge and understanding of being forgiven. The Bible says that we all fall short of God's glory. And so we need to know and hear God's forgiveness spoken to us. But we need to be people who speak forgiveness to others. Those people that we know, that we ourselves carry shame and guilt. The good news of Jesus is that our sins are forgiven. The shame and the guilt that we carry are forgiven. And in that place of humility, in that place of understanding what Jesus has done for us, we proclaim it to others. And the Holy Spirit empowers us to do it. So what is God speaking to you today? Do you come with fear? And you need to hear Jesus' word spoken to you, peace be with you. Do you come with doubts? And you just need to hear it's okay. Bring them to Jesus. Wrestle them through with him. But let him meet you in those doubts. Do you bring others, families, friends, who you've told them about Jesus, you've given them the story, but they're still not sure, and we just need to pray that they might encounter Jesus for themselves. That there's no more words that can be said. They need to encounter Jesus for themselves. Or is it about forgiveness? Do you need to know afresh the forgiveness that comes from the cross of Jesus? Or is the people that you know we need to speak forgiveness to in this room or beyond, that they might be free because we speak forgiveness to them in the name of Jesus? So let's just take a moment and allow the Holy Spirit that is here to speak to each one of us. What's his word to you today? Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the cross of Jesus. We thank you for all that you've done and the sacrifice that you made for us. Father, would we know your peace today, and would we know your forgiveness? Help us to know that we are sent from this place to speak peace to others and to speak forgiveness. Because we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As we